You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And, of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today I am broadcasting from beautiful, sunny Atlanta, Georgia. I am so grateful and thankful that you have chosen to tune into the show today, that many of you invite me into your heart and into your life every week. And for that, I am honored and grateful. Well, how are you doing today? I pray that you're making a decision that, I'm going to create a great day no matter what my outside circumstances look like. I'm really excited, y'all. Guess what? It is March already, and March 15th will be 12 years that I have been the host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show on a weekly basis. Wow, I just can't believe, yes, I can, where I am. I never would have dreamed that my life would be like this. So I'm celebrating my 12th year. So I'm bringing on special folk. Today I have Shantae Javon Taylor. Yeah, I know she's smart as heck. She's a neuroscientist. She's going to be giving us steps to building a resilient brain. Can't wait to hear what she has to say. Next week, my mentor, Pastor James Powers, is interviewing me. Y'all get ready. It's going to be real and raw. The week after that, I'm going to be teaching. Some of you have asked, when are you going to teach again? When I'm teaching. And then that last week, we're going to have Jane Sterling back for the Money series. So these are all very important people to me. So y'all help me celebrate. Yay. Anyway, I want to thank Jules and the Law of Attraction Radio Network for their support. Wow. For what they do every week. It has been amazing. So you'll hear more later on, but I want to do next, I want to remind you guys to follow me on social media. Of course, it's LOA Constance. LOA stands for Law of Attraction, y'all. Somebody asked me that. So it's LOA Constance on Instagram. Some of y'all not following me. I mean, I have all of these thousands of listeners. Y'all better start following me. LOA Constance, the same thing on Twitter. Visit my YouTube channel, subscribe to my channel and hit the notification button so that we can notify you when we upload new videos. What else? Facebook is Coach with Constance. So y'all see I've been serving and giving for 12 years and giving it out of love. So if this show has been a blessing to you, you've all have heard me say, you bless what's blessing you. And I'm going to be having up my new membership site, my new membership subscriber site in a couple of weeks, where you will be able to have more intimate access with me. I'm going to be posting videos every week, giving you some PDF worksheets that align with whatever I'm teaching. You're going to be connecting with other like-minded people from all over the world, y'all. So I'm excited about that. But you can visit my website. You can cash app me if you have ever been inspired, motivated. What else? If I've ever pulled you out of the ditch, you were so despondent and in despair, I'm asking you to pay it forward. You can cash app me at $ Constance Arnold, no spaces, or you can just go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. and make your donation there. I'm thanking you in advance. But before Shantae comes on, I want to give a shout out to all of the coaches out there. Are you a certified coach, or have you been thinking about being a coach? You know, I'm working with coaches, and this is kind of what I'm finding out. A lot of certified coaches have got the certification, but they're feeling kind of frustrated because they have not been able to attract the clients and sort of get the business, you know, off of the ground. And other coaches maybe who are certified, you know, they're feeling like they sort of alone out there on their own and not really knowing what to do. I've had some people say, Constance, I pay so much money, but I'm not doing anything with it. Or maybe you're not certified. I don't necessarily think you have to be certified, but you do have to have an area of expertise where you can coach people to get results in a particular area. Have you been thinking about coaching? Well, you know, I would love to work with you. I coach coaches all over the world. I think I got that out. And y'all know I started my online coaching business 12 years ago online when folks were not even online. It has been very successful, very lucrative financially all of these years. So right now I'm helping a lot of therapists and psychologists and other coaches go online. And this is why I feel like some people are having a difficult time. And these are some things that I'm going to work with you with. If you're a coach, you can't just be a life coach. You got to figure out what the target market wants right now. You know, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, so you cannot go general. What are people dealing with right now that you can help them with? I'm going to help you deal with that. You have to niche down. You got to just can't be real general. Like, I'm helping people find their purpose and all of the feel good stuff. And that's important. But what do people need right now? You have to move away from broad coaching and really get more specific. I'm working with a client right now, and she's not certified. But remember, I said you don't have to be certified if you've gotten results and you have a proven track record of how to get other people to move in that direction. She lost a lot of weight, has kept it off for 5 years. And somebody contacted her about life coaching. I said, that's not your niche. Your niche is women, self-esteem, and losing weight. All right, so I'm going to also work with you on how to really work your social media platforms, how to really post content that's not general, but that aligns with your specific niche. And lastly, how you can create a podcast to really share your content and expertise. I have done, and I'm doing all of that. And so if you're looking for a master who's been there, done that, doing that very successfully by the grace of God, and you're already a certified coach, but you're just not making any money, you know, you want to help people, but you don't know what to do. Or you have a desire to be a coach. You know, you're really great at, I don't know, health stuff. I'm working with a client. She's been an RN for 25 years. And she said, do I need to be certified? Absolutely not. She is an expert in health and alternative medicine. And so if you know that you have a certain expertise, let's do a discovery call. And if you're already certified and feeling frustrated, man, I know what that feels like, but I can help you move from where you are to where you desire to be, help you to really get really specific, because the focus has to be, what are people looking for now? Not last year, not in 2019. What are people looking for now? Hey, guys, let's do a discovery call. Email me at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Who knows? By the end of the year, you have more clients than you could have ever imagined. Email me at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. That is it, everybody. Let's go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back with Shantae.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Are you planning a motivational or training event for your company or organization? Look no further. Constance Arnold is an experienced, dynamic, and inspirational speaker and trainer. Constance has helped thousands and has a proven track record of 25 years as a keynote and leadership trainer for both private and public sector. Constance provides the latest cutting-edge breakthrough transformational principles that will align with your organization's vision. Participants will receive specific how-tos for both personal and professional empowerment. Contact Constance and partner with her to begin creating your next successful event. Her website is www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com and email is constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back and I'm really excited. And I know what you're saying, Constance, you're always excited, but I'm really excited because it's March and this is my 12th year being the host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And my very special guests, y'all, I got four guests during the month of March. I'm going to introduce my guest next, and then I'm going to have James Powers. He's going to be interviewing me about me. And then the third person is me, because I love me, and then Jaden Sterling. So let me introduce my guest today. So excited. The one and only Shante Javon Taylor is an author, thought leader, and a neuroscientist who is igniting minds around the world through her coaching, training, and speaking. By demystifying neuroscience, she really inspires people to use their brain powerfully to reach their true potential in life, profession, and business. Her mission is to empower 100 million, which she probably already has half of that, people to use their minds and brains better to operate at the highest level of themselves. She's been featured in Forbes and she's spoken at TEDx. I'm really honored because she's so high and mighty now that she doesn't really do interviews. She said the only person that she would interview these days is with Oprah and Constance Arnold. So I am so grateful and you're going to be blessed. So Shante Javon Taylor, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
I am so honored to be a part of your journey, Constance. Thank you for having me again. I love you.
So what have you been up to before we get started?
Changing the world, Constance. like you said, you know, I'm on this mission. I'm on this mission to share with the world about brain science, making it more accessible, relatable, and approachable, because I truly believe that understanding the brain is how we're going to attract our highest selves, our highest thoughts, attract opportunities, and be able to have better communication with others, be able to connect with others. And so this, I believe the brain is the next phase of our human evolution and our humanity as a whole.
You know, you get me so doggone excited when you talk about the brain. So I'm going to let you go at it. You know what we've been through globally with the pandemic, and you're going to talk about the resilient brain. So go right ahead, Shante, and talk to us.
Happy to. Mm-hmm. Thank you, audience, for listening to this. You're going to want to take some notes because we're going to go on a journey with your brain, building your resilient brain. So let's talk about what resilience is. You know, it's the ability to be able to bounce back to where you were when you face a challenge. So there's a lot of people who face challenges and they're not able to have that bounce back to not only bounce back to their original place, but some people, when they have resilience, they can go further, because, you know, when we have challenges, normally it makes us stronger. We can glean some lessons from it so that the next challenge, we're better set up and know how to navigate more powerfully. But unfortunately, in order to have that bounce back, you got to have a resilient brain. So you have to have been doing the work to build a resilient brain before the challenge in most times. Okay, so I think of a resilient brain like the body, like exercising, right? Let's say a person is going to dart out in the street to save a little child, right? And let's say they end up getting to the child and they fall with the child out of the way. Well, depending upon the fitness level of that person, will determine how fast the person got to that child, what kind of injuries that person is going to have, and their ability to recover from those injuries, right? So think of your brain like the fitness of the body. So the more fit your brain is, the more you've been doing the work, and we'll talk about strategies a little later, to build up neural pathways that will cushion you in such a way that when you encounter a challenge, you'll have that bounce back, and maybe you'll even have more resilience because you face that challenge. So it's very important to do that work.
Let me ask, so Shante, a lot of people during pandemic did not already have their resilient brain fit. And so that's why a lot of people are struggling right now with all the changes, all the transitions that are happening.
Yeah, and the thing about the pandemic is that so many challenges hit at once, and it hit collectively. So it's no longer individual challenges we're going through. Mm-hmm. You know, now we're dealing with our kids having challenges, our mates having challenges, our neighbors having challenges, you know, and it's like a ripple effect. So now you're not just dealing with the challenges you're facing, but everybody is facing. And it's important to have leadership to be able to help you to navigate the challenges when it's a collective pandemic. And so if you don't even have the leadership or the organization to help you to buffer, you know, the mm-hmm. stressors, that creates another layer of challenges. What the pandemic also revealed, Constance, are the gaps that we have mentally, psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, in our relationships. So if you didn't build a resilient brain before the pandemic, then there are so many like fissures that probably were exposed because you didn't build that resilient brain. And sometimes people don't know how to build a resilient brain. They don't know. It's easy. Let me say this. It's easy when you're busy, when you're in the thick of things, to mm-hmm. ignore problems. Right? So relationship problems, being disconnected with your kids, not taking care of yourself, not wanting to deal with your past, and you stay busy. But the pandemic shut all that down to a degree. So we were forced to go inward. We're forced to stay in a place that was not just in our homes, but we have to stay in our emotional space. We have to start having conversations that we don't normally have, or that we can ignore, with your kids, with your spouse, you know, and that revealed some gaps, because we're not used to dealing 24/7 with some of the people in our lives.
Absolutely.
So you could add those challenges on top of the pandemic, right? Some people dealt with losses of jobs, of money, income, kids lost their sense of routine, right? So some people think, and I don't want to go too far off, but okay, some people think that grief is really just when you lose a loved one or a pet or something like that. But grief is processed as loss in the brain. It's similar circuitries. So loss could be a way of life
Yes.
Loss could be income. Loss could be your job. Your brain is going to process it similarly. And depending on your brain resilience, the level, the baseline of your brain will determine how far I crash, you know, when you're dealing with all these challenges. It's like it was like an avalanche of challenges during this time.
Okay.
You have a question around that? Or you
no. Want to keep moving.
So let me tell you about your brain for just a moment, so you can start to realize how you can build a stronger brain, even in the time of this pandemic and beyond. Because the fact of the matter is, Constance, this is not the last challenge we're going to face as human beings. Mm-hmm. We're human beings. We go through challenges. This one, we're going through it collectively. And I think it's actually a great time to go through a challenge collectively, because oftentimes we feel alone in our journey and in dealing with challenges. But this pandemic has, in a way, leveled some of the playing field.
Great word.
Say that again?
That's a great word, leveled. We're all in it together.
We're all in it together. And remember, I stated earlier, my mission is to teach people about the brain so we can collectively evolve our humanity. And really the only way to do that is to collectively deal with the major challenge that's going to shock the system. Shock the systems that have put us on unequal ground. So a lot of, you know, inequalities and disparities have been revealed as a result of this pandemic. So that's really my resilient brain talking. Because see, when you build a resilient brain, you're able to absorb some of the stressors, but also look optimistically, look at the lessons, find solutions. That's what a resilient brain can do. But if you don't have the resilient brain and you're going down the negative spiral of stress, anxiety, you know, that means that instinctive lower brain is dominating. So you're not in your prefrontal cortex. You're not in your higher brain. You're not in your right brain that will allow you to be solution oriented, that will allow you to look optimistically and look for the good, look for opportunities, or be able to communicate effectively with those around you who need you to be, you know, a source of light. So that the resilient brain does all that. So let me tell you about your brain so you can understand.
Okay.
Some of the strategies that I'll talk about later. So your brain, your brilliant brain, is made up of 80 to 100 billion brain cells. Okay, that's a lot of brain cells.
Wow.
Not just that. Each brain cell can connect to 1 to 10,000 other brain cells, like branches from a tree. They can connect with each other, like in a forest, a rainforest. So that means you have literally trillions and trillions and trillions of connections in your brain. You have enough wiring to stretch from where you're sitting, Constance, all the way to the sun. That's about 90 million miles of wiring.
Wow.
Right?
Amazing.
And your brain is capable of making even more. Okay, so to have a resilient brain means your brain needs to have the ability to keep growing and learning and making connections, which it loves to do if we guide it and feed it and give it what it needs in order to thrive in that way. So your brain is making all these connections, and when one brain cell talks to another, it's called an action potential. So think about all that potential. Your brain is full of potential, literally full of potential. They can talk to each other at about 200 miles per second. So that's really fast, right?
Yeah.
So that means it must also take a lot of to run the domain of your brain. That's the first time I ever said it like that, Constance, the domain of your brain.
You know, so, I'm taking notes because you're teaching.
Yes. So your brain actually uses up the most energy of all your organs, and it's only 3 pounds. And so just knowing that, can redirect your priorities on how you utilize your mental time and energy. Are you going to do what's important to make sure your mental energy is dedicated to the most important stuff and wait till you're mentally depleted to do the most important thing?
You know, that made me want to start thinking bigger, thinking about different things that I've never thought about. Expansion, unlimited possibilities. Those are all of the words or vibes that I felt when you were talking. It's exciting. No limitations.
No limit. If I was to put a limitation, it would be the physical limitation of the skull. Because, you know, we have the skull that's housing the brain. But the brain is so smart, it started evolving these different connections. I'm trying to find my other brain. But these little fissures so that it can hold more neurons in a crowded space. So I have no doubt that... even though the skull may be a physical limitation, the brain might figure out a way to hold even more cells in that space, or find a way to optimize those neurons that are already there. Our brain wants to exist. It wants to get smarter. It wants to get more efficient. It wants to get faster. And it's a goal-achieving machine. So... it will do whatever we give it instructions to do. It's here to serve us, but we have to know how to use it better. Okay, so we have these 80 to 100 million billion brain cells. They have to be taken care of. They have to be nurtured, because those brain cells, as awesome as they are, they still require repair. They require what's called neurotransmitters, which are chemicals that allow one cell to talk to another. They require energy, like glucose and ketones, in order to make sure you have the mental energy to do all the trillions of processes in the brain and body in this human experience. So we have to know how to take care of the brain when it comes to nutrients, when it comes to supplying oxygen, because it also uses up the most oxygen of any area organ of the body. So that means when you are exercising, you are replenishing oxygen in the brain so that your brain cells can make more energy in order to fire all those 100 billion brain cells. So you become sharper. You start to build new connections. Denser connections, more mental pathways, so that if there's ever damage to the brain, like stress, chronic stress damages the brain, pollution damages the brain, alcohol damages the brain, but a resilient brain will have extra connections so that even if you lose some connections, your brain is still thriving. So exercise helps with creating density in the brain, making new connections. It helps with the learning process. So whatever you learned from the challenge, it's going to stay in your memory and be accessible so that next time you can navigate the next challenge. Even if it's not the same challenge, you have the solution finding pathways and creativity to help you to navigate the next challenge and the next challenge and the next challenge. So exercising is not just about let me lose weight. It's about let me have a sharper brain. Let me have a more mindful brain. Let me have a better learning brain, an optimized brain, a resilient brain. Same thing with our food. And I can provide an ebook on food for your audience.
Okay.
But there are nutrients, brain specific nutrients that you need to have daily so that your brain can thrive. And I'm not talking about supplements, and I love supplements, but supplements where people go wrong. We live in a society where people just want to take a pill.
Right.
which is why I stopped selling supplements, brain supplements.
So I'm looking over here at my row of like 30 different supplements. So do I need to go on eBay and sell those?
No, take the supplements. Take the supplements, but just know you need a whole brain approach to building a resilient brain. But some people have it in their minds that the supplements are enough. The pill, I'll just take a pill. I'll just take an omega. You know, I'll just take the vitamin C. Those are important, especially in a time where we don't get enough minerals and nutrients from our food. And our guts are all, our gut bacteria are messed up. So we're not able to extract the nutrients from our food. So you can see how it gets diluted.
Right.
And food gets diluted, and even supplements, it all doesn't make it into your system to be effective. So there's other things that you need to do in addition to supplements. That's what supplement means though, right? It's not the answer, it supplements, it supports what you're doing. So it should be supporting other ways you are building resilience in your brain. So I wanted you to understand the anatomy, if you will, of the brain, so that when I talk about the strategies, you can have some perspective, okay? That's another thing about learning about the brain and why it's so important to me to take people through a system, right, of learning about the brain, a journey of learning about the brain, because it's easy to get little points here and there, but to assemble it and put it into perspective, that's a whole nother way of learning. It's a whole different way of implementing, so it becomes a part of your habits of thinking and being.
Okay. And that's why I'm not asking questions. It's only two people that I let just talk. It's you and Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, because I know you have a system in place for listeners that's really going to help them.
Absolutely. So, I love your questions though. So.
But you know, one thing I'll say, it gave me a lot of hope and insight into people and listeners who've been through difficult times, during pandemic, that when you said solutions and answers and all of that's available to people that they can use now and take and use for whatever happens next, the next challenge in their life. That's hopeful.
Absolutely. The brain is this brilliant piece of what I call neural technology. This is an organic piece of technology. And if you think about what technology is something that helps us to get better at something, or get faster or more efficient at something, right? Let's take a simple example of the act of writing, right? We are oral beings. We were oral communicators until somebody started to draw and create symbols. That's technology. Writing is a technology that did what? It helped us to communicate better, efficiently. We can now read each other's thoughts via symbols and give feedback. Now we have books and libraries and bookstores and all of that. And if you go to something like a smartphone, fast forward in time, that's a piece of advanced technology that's helping us to be better humans, efficient humans, better communicators, business people, all of that, right? So think of your brain as the ultimate piece of technology that is always striving to help you to become more efficient, smarter, more effective. So if you learn about your brain intentionally and learn to use it intentionally, learn to build it up in its resilience intentionally, guess what? It's the ultimate piece of technology that will get you to your goals, or whatever you imagine for yourself, or whatever life you want to design for yourself, because your brain is a goal achieving machine, and it was made by this higher power of God being to be able to keep growing with you as you evolve in life. Okay.
That's exciting.
It is. I know. Don't you love this? That's why I love it. That's why I love it. And just a side note, Constance, I know you had me on your show before, and I kind of told my backstory. You know, I didn't always talk this way. I didn't always tell people about their brain like this because I didn't know how to. So my background is learning about, you know, the nuts and bolts about the brain, the different parts of the brain, what the neurons do and the neurotransmitters and what goes wrong with the brain, right? So I spent 8 to 10 hours a day telling people what was wrong with the brain. So that was my focus. My brain became wired to look for what's wrong in the world and the brain and the family, you know, because your work and your work life and personal life are intertwined. Mm-hmm. And what you focus on, your mental pathways will grow in that direction. So I love neuroscience. I love the brain, but I wanted to use it in such a way that empowered me so that I can empower others. So now, you know, I'm walking this path where I get to empower 100 million coaches and leaders.
Wow.
About their brain so that they can be more effective and efficient and smarter and more empathetic and more compassionate and brighter and creative. And they can teach those they influence to do the same, right? So I don't feel like I need to empower 7 billion people myself. If I picked 100 million and, you know, each one of those people will affect 10, 20, 100,000 people in their own realms of influence, right? So that's kind of like playing chess. You know, you want to be strategic. The brain loves to be strategic and mm-hmm. efficient. You don't have to do everything. Just like we're talking about resilience, you don't have to do everything to build resilience, but you do have to do put focus on key strategies to start to build up that process. And you're doing it already right now. You're learning about your brain. So your brain is making connections. It's called neuroplasticity. So your brain is creating new neural pathways right now. And if you're writing, you're creating even deeper neural pathways, which will almost guarantee that you will remember this and it will become a part of you.
So Shantae, since we're learning something new today, so we're creating new neurological pathways because we're learning something new.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Right now, your brain is creating physiological changes and laying down new tracks in your emotions, because you're feeling emotional right now too, right?
I'm excited.
And that's the ultimate way to learn too, is through your emotions, people. So you're building, you know, pathways in several areas of your brain, emotional brain, your hippocampus, which is your memory region, your listening, right? Some of you are watching this. So now your visual cortex and your auditory cortex are growing branches. They're connecting with each other. Okay. You're figuring out what my words are saying. A lot of it is going under your unconscious, but you're still learning. You're laying the groundwork. You're laying tracks. And if you listen to this again and again and again, which we hope you do, you'll be able to really seal in this knowledge and strategies. And not only will you change, people will pick up on your own changes.
So
you'll have different energy, right?
So true. What else you want to share with us about a resilient brain, Shantae?
Yeah. So let me go through.
Okay.
Let's go through about 6 strategies. Okay.
Okay.
So most people think that because I'm a neuroscientist, I'm just going to tell you to start doing stuff. Like I did mention the exercise and I did mm-hmm. mention eating. But that was in the context of understanding the anatomy of the brain cell and the importance of that, of the brain cells and connections. But the first thing I really want people to do during this pandemic time, during any type of major stressors in your life, is to assess where you are when it comes to stress. Mm-hmm. From 1 to 10, you gotta have some kind of baseline, because not everybody's going to need to do the same things or with the same level of intensity, right? So someone who is at a level 2 stress load is going to have a different type of strategy plan, right, than someone at a level 10. Because maybe the person at the level 10 may have some unresolved childhood trauma that they didn't deal with, or sometimes we forget we had trauma and maybe they needed a therapist and they never got it, but it was, you know, a surface in the quiet of your mind, because now you're in the house all the time. You have to sit with yourself more, right? Mm-hmm. So find your baseline. Are you a 1? Are you a 5? Are you a 7? Are you a 10? So you become like a social psychological scientist, if you will, on your
on yourself.
Yeah. So and then when you come back to challenges, then you can say, well, now I feel like, if you, let's say you're at a 8, and then you start to implement these strategies, and then you reassess, or maybe you have another challenge, and you can say, you know what, I feel like I'm at a level 5 right now. That means there's an improvement. The brain needs a measuring stick. The brain needs to feel like it improved so that it will keep doing the thing that led to progress. And there's actually a chemical, dopamine, that's released when we feel like we met a goal. Like, you know, we have an achievement. So your brain likes that chemical, so it wants to do more of it. That's why you need some kind of baseline. So number two, the second strategy to build a resilient brain is to assess how it's affecting you. Mm-hmm. So once you find that number, the baseline, assess how does it make you feel? Where do you feel it in your body? Are you tense? Are you, do you have cramps? You know, are you in pain? Are you feeling low? Are you not eating? Are you eating too much? What is that number 8 doing to you? And what's the consequences if you stay at number 8? Because the brain needs a deeper why to change. Unfortunately, most of the time we don't change unless we have a deeper why and we're suffering. Okay.
Wow. So
once you understand the deeper why, you're more likely to take on the strategies, the subsequent strategies to build a resilient brain. Also in the number two way, a strategy is determine who else your level 8 is affecting.
That's
are
good.
You yelling at your friends? Are you close off? Are you isolating yourself? Because that's bad for the brain. Are you arguing more with your significant other? Okay, because we also change if we recognize that the level 8 is affecting other people.
You know, Shante, I heard recently somebody say isolation is the new poverty. I'd never heard that before. And when you said that isolation impacts the brain, a lot of people have been isolated and social distancing during the pandemic. So I'm so glad you shared that.
Oh, absolutely. We could do a whole show just on isolation in the brain. So, you know, there's different types of isolation, right? We also got to keep it in perspective, but mm-hmm. the pandemic definitely forced people into isolation. So, you know, this is a great time to learn about the brain, because if you're seeing people around you isolating themselves even more, like kids, they're having a hard time, and you know, maybe yeah. they're not talking as much or staying in their room, just know that it's impacting their brain. They're learning their emotions, so get them out of their room. Okay All right, so the third strategy that you need to have to build a resilient brain is to literally filter what's coming into your brain. You don't have to take wow. in all the news. You don't have to take in negativity right now. If you can minimize negativity, negative people, pessimism, news, it's one thing to be informed about what's going on in the world. And it's another thing to wake up to the news, go to bed with the news, because all that is in your, you know, constant, it stays in your subconscious mind. You're dreaming right. about it. It gets into your cells, the stress, the anxiety, right, on that subconscious level. So filter what comes into your mind right now. All right, because that chronic stress is killing your brain cells, it's killing the density, it's killing neural pathways, it's killing your memory cells, and you need your memory cells to remember all these strategies I'm talking about. See how it connects?
Mm-hmm.
Number four, get grounded. So that means read spiritual things right now. Spiritual stories, enlightening books, something that's going to fill your spirit. We know in neuroscience studies that these spiritual practices like prayer, having faith, being altruistic, they actually impact the brain. They actually increase the neuroimmunology of the brain. So you're literally creating immune cells to make sure your brain is healthy. So spiritual practices are going to be another way for you to build up that resilient brain, increase your brain immunity so that it's protected and won't be compromised from all the stress of challenges that we're dealing with. You can also read feel good stories. Mm-hmm. So, you know, reading the Bible, there's a lot of spiritual stories, right? And there's read biographies where people dealt with challenges worse than you and uh-huh. how they came out on top, right? Our brain loves stories. So it will help you to see as an observer how to navigate a challenge and know that it's possible. So you get hopeful, right? You get optimistic. Remember I said a Brazilian brain is optimistic, right? So it's important to read those stories of people who had challenges and are triumphing. Number five is to get present. So when we are worried, when we have anxiety, that's about the past, right? When we are depressed or have regrets, anxiety and worry is about the future, mm-hmm. right? When we're regretful or depressed, that's has to do with the past. But when you get present, most of the time you are okay in this moment.
Right. So Shantae, so people should just moment by moment try to be present.
Yes, mm-hmm. especially if you have assessed yourself as being an 8 and you've assessed that this is how I feel when I'm at an 8. This is where I feel tense. This is where I, you know, start trembling or whatever. That's the time to get present. That's the time to pick up that autobiography of, you know, someone who went through a challenge and triumphed, right? So this is where the strategies become relevant. That's why I started off with get your baseline, assess where you are. Now these strategies make sense. Now you can get present when you feel that 8. Arise in you. The last strategy I will say is to set a goal. So whatever you have been putting off because of the busyness or because you've been ignoring it or whatever, whether it is you want to have a better relationship with your spouse, you want to write a book, whatever it is, get specific, set mini goals to get there, because mini meaning M-I-N-I. Mm-hmm. So that you can measure it, so the brain can feel rewarded that you are getting to that goal. And the beautiful thing about the brain, I mentioned, it's a goal achieving machine. It helps you to kind of put your blinders on, because when you have a specific goal, a measurable goal, an important goal, right? That's important too.
Right.
Your mental blinders will go on and your brain will be focused on that, achieving that goal. So your mental energy and time will be focused on achieving that goal. So you don't have time for distractions. You don't have time for negative thoughts. You don't have time for negative news. You don't have time for friends who are not ambitious, right? So having a goal is so crucial for your focus and achieving, feeling like you have achieved something, and that also helps you to build a resilient brain as well.
You know, I have a couple of clients who did the 75-day challenge, you know, where, you know, you exercise twice a day. It's different things. But after that 70, on day 76, they're changed. They were like you said, they were not distracted. So the goal gets excited when we have something specific that we're focusing in on. It's waiting for something.
Yes. Our brains weren't made to be idle, mm-hmm. right? You know, boredom, actually, it deteriorates the brain. It stresses the brain. The brain is meant to do something. You know, you put a depressed person into a room of kids who need to be tutored, they forget about being depressed. They're in that moment, right? They're helping people to achieve. So the brain needs to feel purposeful, It's the time. I mean, I'm not trying to sound woo, people, but being purposeful, having a purposeful brain helps to build a resilient brain. It activates neural networks that helps you to achieve a resilient brain. If now is not the time to be purposeful, I don't know what other time you're waiting for.
Right.
The pandemic literally shut everything down. This is your time. You have no more time to put things off. It's time to go after whatever you've been putting off.
So Shante, you says the brain wants to know a deeper why.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay, so you know, there's different levels of learning, right? You can
okay.
learn something on the surface, or you can get a full immersion. So think about, let's take, this is kind of related. Let's take, for example, learning a language.
Okay.
So the best way to, you can learn at the surface level, you can get an app on your phone. But if you move to the country and you immerse yourself in the culture, you meet the grandmas who's making the tortillas in the old-fashioned, you know, ovens, and you have the smells, and you know, it's more intense when you have a deeper why.
Yeah, boy, right? You're brilliant to explain that. That's
yes.
why I'm not asking you no questions, Dr. Shante. My goodness, this is so exciting. It's so hopeful. It's so encouraging to people during these times. You are a gift from God, period, but especially during these times.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
When the pandemic hit and things started being shut down and everybody's world was turned upside down, I told my Optimind students and graduates, this is exactly what you all have been training for this month. So they were able to show up powerfully for their organizations, for their clients. They've been getting opportunities to go train on resilience in organizations, you know, stress and productivity, unconscious bias, because a lot of, you know, social issues erupted during this time, a lot of disparities. So the opportunities that just, it's hard for them to keep up. And this is the moment of the brain. This is the time of the brain. This is not the last challenge that we will face. So this is your opportunity. Who's ever listening, learn about your brain as much as possible. Immerse yourself in this knowledge so that you can come out on the other side of the next challenge powerfully, so that you can show up powerfully for those who depend on you. Be at your best.
I tell you, you're something else. No wonder I had you on as my first guest in March. So Shante, I know I have a lot of listeners who have participated in your programs. I have some of my clients who participated in your program. Tell listeners, what programs do you have? Do you have anything special coming up? What's your website? How can they find you, etc.?
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing me to share that.
Absolutely.
So I am the founder of the Optimind Institute, and the major service that we have is training the future thought leaders that's going to transform humanity. So we certify and train coaches and leaders about how to use the brain more powerfully so that they can be more effective and efficient and help those they influence to do the same. And we have that program. It's an 8-week program, but you actually have access to my brain like today.
Oh my God. Yay.
Yes. So if you want to learn more about that program, just go to ShanteTaylor.com and you'll be led straight to how to learn more about it. You can schedule a call with me or one of my enrollment coaches. We are also having our 2021 Optimind Live Conference, and our theme is Building Minds of the Future. And that's taking place April 15th through the 17th. There's a 3-day virtual event. And we are really excited to really fill up the minds and hearts of thought leaders and coaches who want to lead in this movement of understanding the brain and mind so we can truly transform humanity in the way that we know we are capable of transforming. Just like you were saying, Constance, that the opportunities are endless once you understand the brain, because it is limitless. You can also find, so that the conference, you can go to optimindlive.com.
I'll be there.
Yay! optimindlive.com. So you can get a taste of what it means to use neuroscience in your thought leadership and your coaches and coaching and your speaking opportunities and your trainings. And then you can learn more about the program at some point in the conference as well. I'm on most platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook the most. But you can just type in my name and find my business page. I also have a group, a Facebook group called The Art and Neuroscience of Coaching and Leadership. The Art and Neuroscience of Coaching and Leadership. So happy to have more people, thought leaders and coaches in that that group.
Shante, I tell you, when you speak, I was just sitting here, I feel like, and I don't say this lightly, you almost like the Martin Luther King of the brain. You know how when he spoke, you know, he was for the movement. But when you talk about the brain, it's so spiritual, it's so metaphysical, it's so what people need. And that's why I just let you do your thing, because you're in another world when you're teaching. I'm like, I'm sitting here. But she's, you know, you were so anointed and really in your gift and your talent. And I was thinking, I'm not comparing you to Dr. Martin Luther King, but you understand the analogy that I'm sharing. When you talk about the brain, the first time I heard you talk about the brain at Palm Springs, I sat in the back and I said to myself, and I think I said to you later, I see you on the stages of the world. I don't know if you remember that or not. And I was thinking, my God. So what you have shared today with listeners, hope, encouragement. And so listeners, I don't care where you are in the world, I want you to follow her, take her courses, go to this Optimind a conference, a virtual conference, because I'm going to be there. And I thank God for you, because every time you own my show, and I thank God that you would even come on my show, since you said you would only let me or Oprah interview you. But I was thinking the whole time, I got to get a connection with Oprah, because she has got to interview you.
I can't, but you know, Constance, I will show up on your show anytime.
I know it. I'm just sort of messing with you. And, I just saw a post that you did, and you were like, I'm not doing a lot of interviewing. I will only show up for Oprah. And then I just, with my little smart self, said, well, what about me? And I think she got scared of me, everybody, and said, yeah, I would interview with you. But I'm honored. You have the gift of God that you're sharing with the world. I'm not at all surprised by any of the opportunities and the platforms that the Spirit is opening up for you. And we prayed before we came on today, and one thing that I said to her was that she hadn't seen anything yet. That her best years, her best exposure is ahead of her. And that's what I declare and decree in your life.
I receive that. With me wherever I can.
Absolutely. And we both wear red lipstick, so that's why, that's my girl right there. Everybody, make sure you visit her website. Thank you so much. And everybody, y'all know my mantra for 2021 is get happy, stay happy, be happy, and see what happens. Enjoy your day.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.